Kof Vav Kislev, second day Chanukah, Monday the 26th of December, Rabbi Akiva Yaffa Schlesinger, in Yonah Dioma.
Good morning for everybody. I give Chanukah. We are now in these days of Chanukah, which are very special days. And I'm sure you heard already a lot. We'll try to speak on one topic maybe, which Chanukah is significant. In the parasha from this week, there's a pasuk who says that Yosef HaTzadik gave presents to his brothers. Vayitn masayis b'yad kulam. The present of Binyamin was five times as big as the present which is gave for all his brothers. The Kedushas Levi in his Sefer, in the Likutim, says that this pasuk of Meramez on the Melchome from the Hashmenoim with the Devonim, that Yosef HaTzadik gave a present for Binyamin, Vateirev Masas Binyamin, Chomish Yodos, five hands. We sing every day now in these 8 days of Chanukah, Mosar to Geburim Biyat Chaloshim, Rabim Biyad Meatim, Tmeim Biyad Tehoirim, Shum Biyad Tzadikim, Vezeidim Biyad, Ois Pesirosech. Five times Yad. We have five Yodos. Vateirev Masas Binyamin, Chomish Yodos. And this was the koich of the Nitzochen of the Hashmenoim over the Yevonim. This is the holy words from the Kedushas Levi, which for sure, Om Kudvorov, his words are deep, and I can't say I understand what he understood. And we'll try to explain, as I would say, maybe, explanation why Yosef and Binyamin have a connection to the Inyan from the Yevonim and the Hashmenoim. We know that Chanukah, even though that everybody today knows Chanukah, and even, let's call them, the lower class of the Jewish nation are maybe also lighting a candle near Chanukah, but I think that not only them, but also we still don't know what Chanukah is. Chanukah is a yomtiv which is very hidden. Chanukah is a yomtiv which we don't understand exactly how, with the lighting, this ner Chanukah, we can do such a big mitzvah, we can be zoiche to such a oiris which this forum tells us we believe. We have emunah pshuta. And the yisod for Chanukah is emunah. And therefore, Chanukah, we will not understand till Mashiach will come what happened exactly in Chanukah, which Chazal gave us such a big mitzvah, with such a big value, which we can't reach the understandable from this value for the mitzvah. And it's very interesting to remark, Rabbeinu HaKodesh Rabbi Yehuda HaNosi did not say any Mishnah on Hilchas Chanukah. There's no Mishnah. There is a hidden Mishnah. In Niachen v'Ninerim v'Vachos, Rabbi Doev, v'Ner Chanukah potu, sof Mishnah Makoines. But there's no Mishnah of Chanukah. Megillah, Purim, and Homosechta. Chanukah, no one Mishnah. Even further, the Brais of my Chanukah. What does it say in the Brais? Mesechta Shabbos. My Chanukah, Leshono Acheres, Tiknu, Behalel, Voidoi. No mention about Neiras Chanukah. Again, hidden from us. He didn't tell us. And yes, the Gemara brings a braise, b'shama b'sil nerishu beiso, b'mahadum, b'hamenama. It's the second braise. In the main braise, which tells us my Chanukah, what happened Chanukah, and the whole story, shlich zivon leheichel, tim kol hashemanim, etc. The whole story there, no Chanukah mentioned. And we still don't know till today, why do we do 8 days Chanukah? The known kasha from Bais Yosef. Why do we do 8 days? 1 day was enough to light, so why 8 days? 7 days would be enough. So we come to the last day of Hanukkah, the 8th one. We don't know why we're doing this day. But truthfully, you know what Hanukkah is. So is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is something what you don't know and it's hidden from you. The 8th day from Hanukkah shows you what whole Hanukkah is. It's not only the last day, 8th day that you don't understand. You don't know what the whole Hanukkah is about. So is Hanukkah. Hanukkah is the symbol of something that you don't understand. When your logic finished, then starts Hanukkah. Because the whole Melchome, which was with the Hashemunom of the Yevonim, was against Seichel. The Yevonim were the whole time only masking to accept something which their logic understood. But when their logic stopped, everything stopped. And by us, Yidden is the opposite. When logic stopped, then we start. We have a Munei Pshute, our father light candle at Hanukkah, I'm lighting. My grandfather, I'm lighting. What they do, I do further. I don't ask question why, and if I don't understand, I don't do it. I have a Munei Chachomim, what Chazal said, that there is 8 days of Hanukkah, I understand the 8 day, I don't understand the 8th one, I don't understand the whole Hanukkah. Shalavich v'yageitcha, I heard the Rebbe before. The Yisod for Hanukkah is the Yisod from the Adon Hashem Yagidcha Yomin Ner Hanukkah B'Smoil. Yomin U'Smoil. There's the Yemin, Mitzvah Mezuzah. No difference by us. Mezuzah the Reise, Smoil Hanukkah. No difference. We do both the Yisod. We don't move out from what our parents and our grandparents teach us. Chazal, in Yom Chofteh says, L'Matzeich Al Ayeles HaShachar. Why was Esther and Malke, the Yemei Apurim, compared to the sunrise, Ayeles HaShachar? Ma Shachar, Sof Kol HaLailo, Af Esther, Sof Kol HaNisen. Like the sunrise is the end of the whole night, the same thing, Esther was the end of all the Nisen. Comes the Gemara and asks, Voyiki Chanukah? Much later after Purim happened the Nes of Chanukah. Why do you say that Hanukkah, Purim is the last one? No, we have another Nes, Hanukkah. Answers the Gemara, you're right. But not only Kosef Koamrinen. I meant it to say, such a Nes, which you could write down on a Sefer, Megillas Esther became part of Tanakh, of the Ksuvim. Hanukkah, nothing is written about it. Not only Kosef, the last one is Esther. Hanukkah, loy not only Kosef. Hanukkah, there's nothing written about it. It's not in the part of Tanakh, of the Ksuv. Says the Yaros Dvash, Rabbi Rabbi Yoinesen, he explains that Be'emes we need to understand, the Gemara compared and said, Ma Shachar Sof Kol HaLailo, Af Esther Sof Kol HaNisen. Usually, when we ask a person, what does night symbols, and what does the day symbols? Day, usually, symbols, light, good times, clear, everything is, we see everything. And night is something which is dark, we don't understand, we don't see. When we come and say in the Gemara that Esther was Sof Kol HaNisen, it means that you didn't see anybody but Shefer. Sof Kol HaNisen, the nest is finished, the last nest. And the world comes and say, Esther, Hanukkah, another nest. You're right, Hanukkah, another nest. But it's end of the night. End of the night? End of the day. It's finished, the Giluim. Finished the Nisim means you can't see clear anymore. You don't be Zoyche to a Nes from Ribbono Shel Olam. It means to say, now we're in Golus, we're in darkness, we're in Choyshech. Always Choyshech, Chazal is Meramaz in the Golus. This parasha, Vayimi Keitz Rosayim Yomil, Chazal says straight to one apostle, Keitz Som La Choyshech. Keitz, an end. The Rebbe Yishmael gave an end for Yosef HaTzadik to be in the darkness, in prison. So Choyshech is the symbol of prison, of nothing, something which is not good. And here suddenly, Sof Kol HaLailo starts the day with Sof Kol HaNisim. How do we explain it? Says the Yaros Dvash, that Be'emes, from Matan Torah, which was in a situation of Kofa Alem Han Kigigis, Vaisyatsu Vetachtesod, Gemorin Shabbos Peiches. Till Yemei, Mordechai Ve'Esther, we all know, was a matzav Kabbalos HaTorah Bekfir. Bemei Mordechai Ve'Esther, Hodi Kibluim, Me'ahave, Me'ahave Sanes, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah with love. with the Hava Machbas Danes, which happened when Malka Vesta. The whole Kiefer, the whole time between Kabbalah Torah till Malka Vesta, if we read the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Musaf Klal Yisrael, Mamra Miyisim Hashem, Yedate Kach Moyosi Hashis Tashchisun, the Issa for Avodah Zorah was very spread in the Klal Yisrael. Big parts of Klal Yisrael were over the Avodah Zorah. And all the Tkufas later on, till the Churban Bais Rishon, which Klal Yisrael went to Bavel, was Bavoyin Avodah Zorah. All the Psukim, and even in Bavel, this Psukim in Yirmiyah, that Klal Yisrael wanted still, maybe, Psa Avodah Zorah, was terrible. Till Amshon Esagdoyle Betluli Yitzvah Avodah Zorah. But Avodah Zorah was the main problem. So Torah Shebichsav was in a danger. When came Torah Shebichsav out of danger? When was established in Klal Yisrael the Torah Shebichsav with no movement anymore? This happened by May Mordechai v'Esther. Kibluah v'ahave, Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah Nama Ahave, was no fear. Klal Yisrael wanted the Torah Shebichsav. Yes, we accept the Torah now. The real Nase v'Nishma happened then by May Mordechai v'Esther. But even the day from Mordechai v'Esther, till Chanukah, till this man from the Yevonim, which was till 200 years before the second Churban, about, Klal Yisrael had still these groups called the Tzdoikim, the Baisusim, and the Yevonim, the last group, which they didn't believe in Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebichsav, yes, but what you going to tell me and explain me this Torah meant, and this I need to do, and this, so much Gdormus Yogim, the Rabbonons, no, this I don't accept. This is the Tzdoikim, this is the Baisusim, the Yevonim, only with logic, with Chochmah. If I understand, yes, but you're going to tell me no. That was the Melchome, these hundreds of years, from Meimot Chavahester till the Tkuf of Chanukah of the Yevonim. Chanukah was the Nes, the Torah Shebaal Peh was established with full force, that from then, nobody is moving for Torah Shebaal Peh. Everybody is a Emunah Pshuta in Divrei Chazal, and nobody will be mefak picking one word of what Chazal said. And this is the Koyach of Chanukah, of the Nes, which Chazal brought down these days, that every person, every Yid can have a Koyach from Emunah in Torah Shebaal Peh, with no move, one real from Kol Shul from Divrei Chazal. And this meant the Gemara, that in the May Mordechai v'Esther, a new light appeared. The light of Torah Shebichsav appeared, and no movement for Torah Shebichsav. So Shachar was the beginning of the day. Yes, Esther was Sof Kol HaNisim. Why Sof Kol HaNisim? She was the last Nes which is needed. When do you need a Nes? When you go in the road, and it's dark, and you have holes, you need the light to see. Maybe I'm going to fall down somewhere. So we give you a Nes. Here, see a bit light, another light. There is a Rebbeinu Shel Olam here. But Esther was Sof Kol HaNisim. We don't need any more Nes for Torah Shebichsav. We have already established Torah Shebichsav. Bizman Kufis Mordechai v'Esther. This was Sof Kol HaNisim. We don't need any more Nes. Golu like Mordechai for whole Klal Yisrael. There is Nisim Protein for everybody. But a Nes Kloli for Klal Yisrael. This was the last Nes for Torah Shebichsav. But still we are in danger of Torah Shebaal Peh. And then came the Nes from Chanukah and established a last Nes, which is a light, an or till Yemois HaMashiach, no doubt anymore on Torah Shebaal Peh. So Chanukah, the Gemara says, yes, Voiki Chanukah. There is another Nes of Chanukah which came after Esther. But the difference is, Esther Nitnoli Kosev. Esther was an establishment of Torah Shebichsav. And the last Nes for needed for Torah Shebichsav. Chanukah was the last Nes established for Torah Shebaal Peh. Lo Nitnoli Kosev. Not for Torah Shebichsav. For Torah Shebaal Peh. It was given to establish Torah Shebaal Peh. Which never moon a pshuta in Divrei Chazal. Shalovich v'yageidcho. Lo Yisos v'madom v'yom v'nesmoil. This is the Koyach of Chanukah. Torah Shebaal Peh. Some Sofer Nedrosh says, we have a Gemara in Megillah, Yudches, a non Gemara. Mile besela, mishtuke betrei. That's the Loshna Gemara. Mishtuke betrei. So, usually, mile besela, to speak, you pay one sela. Mishtuke, to be quiet, you're gaining two. Sure, to be quiet, always better. This is the Pashta Gemara. But the Chimsoifes Maramas in this Gemara, Gvaldiger Mosin. And he explains, Sela means the Torah Shebichsav. Kepatit shifoitzet Sela, Rashi brings a lot of time in Chumash, it's a Gemara Mefuresh Sanhedrin. Sela is Torah Shebichsav that has a big spread, and you can explain Torah Shebichtav in a lot of ways. Kepatish yifoy tzela, you can split a tzela, a stone, which is a big stone. This is the Torah Shebichtav, the tzela of Torah Shebichtav. Mille, the words, it's Torah Shebaal Peh. What we can say with Amal, fresh Torah, Torah Shebaal Peh. Mille is besela. Every Torah Shebaal Peh, which Chazal have given us, whole Talmud Bavli, Droshes Chazal, on each halach, on each din in the Torah, a lot of the Rabbonons, but everything has a remez in the Torah, as a smacht in the sela. Mille, the words, are besela. They are graved in the sela. They're coming out from the sela. In the Torah Shebichtav, there is a simon to all the asmachtos Chazal have been machadosh in Torah Shebaal Peh. Two halachas from Chazal for Torah Shebaal Peh are not said in the sela. There is no remez to them in the Torah Shebichtav. Mishtuke betrayed. Chazal have two halachas which the Torah does not say any remez about it. This is Purim and Chanukah. Purim and Chanukah lo literally kosev on Chanukah. Purim is literally kosev, but it's ksuvim. It's not a part of Torah Shebichtav of the Chamish Chumash Torah. Mishtuke betrayed. Comes the Chumsoyev and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaz the May Merivo, Vidibartem el Asela. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, you should speak Torah Shebaal Peh, everything el Asela. Take out everything for Torah Shebichtav. Moshe Rabbeinu knew there is two tkifes in Klal Yisrael which the Torah is going to be hidden. The Torah is going to be heard. This Bizman, Motch Ve'Esther, Homer want to kill all Klal Yisrael. Bizman the Yevon, Bizman Chanukah. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a force, a koyach, to speak and take out Chanukah and Purim from the Torah Shebichtav, and therefore he had to give a clap, a koy. Moshe Rabbeinu vayachis asela pa'amayim. Chazal says, pam rishoyno, yotsu tipin tipin. So he gave another knack, and then vayetsu ba'im rabim. The tipin tipin came out of Noam Otcheva Esther a little bit, an enforcement on Torah Shebichtav. The last time Chanukah came out, a lot of water and Maimel Torah. The Torah Shebaal Peh came out with a fluent river. It became a new dorsh from Klal Yisrael to Torah Shebaal Peh. Some story from another place, in Parshas Chukas, says, in the end of the Parshas, the apostle here be'er Hashem Hashem the Moshe soifes kol ha'om ve'etno le'maim. Akshe Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want another mamet kabbalah satoyre soifes kol ha'om ve'etno le'maim. I want to give them another water. Maim is toyre. Which one? The Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them the koyach of Torah Shebaal Peh mile besela, the words which coming out from the sela, but mishtuke betrayin, he didn't speak about Chanukah and Purim, because this is Torah Shebaal Peh which Chazal gave us, and we need to believe in Emunah Pshuta, and this is the koyach of Chanukah. Is the story of Mamshich in his drosha of Chanukah, and he says, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yud, Omar Rove, Lo'oy le'malishan odom bein ben abonim. A person shouldn't make difference between his children. Bein ben abonim. Why? Because b'shvil shtei sloim milas. Two sloim milas means the clothing. Yodu bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Yanki Uvinu gave a Yosef HaTzadik k'soin espasim. This k'soin espasim was word. Shtei sloim, two sloim. It's the Pashta Gemara. Said the Chumsoifer, there's much more in this Gemara. Yankee Ravino learned with all his children to all Shifte Kor. We know all Torah Shebichtav, all Torah Shebaal Peh, the Ovis of Mekan, the whole Torah. The Gemara Neyuvin, Gans Torah on Ovis of Mekan given. Afilu Torah Shebaal Peh, everything. But two Alochas, Yankee Ravino did not give over for the Shvotim. Only for Yosef HaTzadik, Ben Zkunim Aloi, Bar Chakim Ulei, he gave over Purim and Chanukah. Where does it say? Yes. Bishvil, Shtei Milas Sloim. The Dibartem El Asela, the Milas, the words which come out from Sloim, these two things he gave him, this Chanukah and Purim. Yosef was the only one who was massive. The nest from Chanukah, because Yosef HaTzadik came to Mitzrayim, the first one. Yosef HaTzadik, as it says, all the Sforim is the Shoyrish from all the Geulas. Every time when Yidden were in Golus, in the bitterness from the darkness, who kept them? Who gave him the strength to be strong in his galus and not to move one movement from Torah Shebaal Peh, not only Torah Shebichsav? This Yosef HaTzadik. He is the first one, the 17-year-old boy in Mitzrayim, in the Tumas Erevas Mitzrayim, and he is keeping himself strong with all the nisyonim which we know very good. And this is the koich of Yosef HaTzadik, lo'oirech kol ha'doyres ad yemoyes ha'moshiach. In who gave the shoyrish from Chanukah? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik gave over this for Binyamin. Binyamin, it's hard to be marchi, but maybe I'll say quickly. Binyamin says this week's Sedra, we have more than a cash on this Sedra. What happens in the whole story with Yosef and Binyamin? Yosef asks from the Shvotim, bring down Binyamin here. I need to see him. Okay, a whole story. Till Judah says for his father, everything he gave away, Binyamin should be able to go down to Mitzrayim. We come to Mitzrayim, Yosef HaTzadik comes, let's make a meal. Fine, achasana. No, a clap in the gavia, he gives a knock. Reuven, Yudah Melech, first one. Reuven, Shimon, the whole story. Binyam doesn't have a mother, I don't have a mother. Let's go together, let's sit alone. Why does he need to sit alone? What does he have from them to sit alone with Binyamin? He sits in one table by Hasana or by Simcha, he can't speak with them, no problem. And he sits alone? What's there alone? Afterwards, he says, okay, go home. Give them presents again. And then he puts the gavia, come back Binyamin. Why did he do this? He want to see Binyamin? He saw him already. He want to be Metzar again, the Shvotim? This is not Yosef HaTzadik. He want to be Metzar his father? This is not Yosef HaTzadik. He didn't send any letter for his father to say he's a Mitzrayim, says the Ramban. Why did he do all this? The Shvotim goes back and tell him, Hinnu avon la'adoyni. No, Binyamin doesn't stay alone. We all stay here. Asaichu, Yankel Avinu waits for all these 10 children. Nobody will come back. It's better. What's here? What's the seichel from all the shvotim here? And Yosef HaTzadik, they said, no, I don't need anybody here. Only Binyamin stay here. Vayigash shel Yehuda. No, in this case, I'm staying instead of Binyamin here. 5 minutes ago, you said everybody's staying. Why do you say now only you are staying instead of Binyamin? What's this whole parsha here? There is a seifer Nezer HaKodesh. On the Medrash. Nezer HaKodesh is a sefer which Remechel Gluger has been mechaber. He was in the door from the Chacham Tzvi 300 years ago. He says, Moir de Geverto, it's Arich Dvorim, I'll say it very bekitzer. The Nezer HaKodesh explained like this. Chazal in Parash Vayigash, in Medrash, are saying on the post which we said today, Kihine Hamalochim Noyadu Ovru Yachdov. Hey Moral came to Mo Nival Nechpozo. Kina Melochim, Yehud and Yosef. Noyadu Yachdov. They met together. Nivhalu Nechpozo. All the Shvotim. Kinivalu Meponov. Came to Mo. Says the Medrash came to Mo what? He gave a knock on the Gavia. Yehud on the beginning, Reuven Shimon Levi. How does he know? What's going on here? That's the Medrash. Shvotim said. Melochim is dainim zeim ze malono. If there's two kings here, have a little dispute here, why do we need to mix in? Always stay on the side when there's a dispute between two kings. Don't mix in when there's a dispute in the higher windows. Stay low, low profile. That's the Medrash. Compton as I question explains Medrash like this. He says, what is the capital till the start which you said today? The capital starts in the beginning. God Lashem mul moed bir loikeinu har kotshe. If the post speaks about the Mikdash, how does it come in here? I'll put the drash from the Medrash. Kihinam lochem no yadu hevriachz of Yudah and Yosef. How does it come in here with the Mikdash? Said the Nezer HaKodesh, we know that Yosef is Malchus Ephraim. Yehuda is Malchus Beis David. To be a Melech Malchus Beis David, there's no possibility to be a Melech Yisrael without being sitting on the Kisa Hashem. The Kisa Hashem, this is the Malchus. And somebody who is sitting on Malchus and Klal Yisrael, he is sitting on the Kisa Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash is called Kisa Hashem Morim Merishon, Mekoyim Mikdashayinu. The Beis HaMikdash, this is the Mokim where the Kisa Hashem, the Asur Shashchina on this world is. And to be able to be a Melech Yisrael, you have to have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash. We all know that the Mizbeach was Bechelke Shel Ben Yomin. Bechelke Shel Toirev, as the Gemara says. Choyfef Olav Kalayoyim Veikseif Shochein. The Mizbeach alone was a Chelke Shel Ben Yomin. The whole Beis HaMikdash was a Chelke Shel Yehuda. And Yehuda wanted to Leboloi Kalayoyim. He wanted to sling him. What was the story of Yehuda ben Yomin? Yehuda, which was the master of the similar bonim, and he knew that the Malchus had to come out from him. He wanted the Beis HaMikdash should be Bechelkoi. The Mizbeach where the Avodah is should be Bechelkoi. And he knew that Ben Yomin is the person who has the Mizbeach. Ben Yomin is the Mizbeach, Ben Yomin is the Kisa Hashem alone. And to be able to be a Malchus Beis Yehuda, he has to be connected to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Malchus from Ben Yomin. If you look in Sefer Yeshua, how Chalukas Orot was done, you'll see Binyamin was in the middle of Yosef and Yehuda. The north part of Binyamin was connected to Yehuda, and the south part of Binyamin was connected to Yosef. Yosef wanted the Beis HaMikdash should be built in the part of Binyamin, which is in the south side, next to him. Like this, the Malchus Beis Ephraim should have a connection to the Beis HaMikdash. Yehuda wanted the opposite. That the Beis HaMikdash should be built in the north part of Binyamin, like this Yehuda has a connection. And like this the Malchus Beis Yehuda can be strong, because only with the Beis HaMikdash we have a Malchus. So the Pasuk says to us, God Hashem Mehulo Beir Elokeinu, Deiz Yerushalayim Beir HaKodesh Beis HaMikdash, Har Tzion Kiryas Melech Rov. The Malchus can only be in such a town where Har Tzion is, where the Beis HaMikdash is. So what's the solution here? How do we know that this is the case? Look, kihina amlochim no yadu avu yachdov. Why did Yehuda and Yosef fight here on over Binyamin? Everybody wanted to take Binyamin to him. Yosef was not happy that he only saw Binyamin. Yehuda is also seeing Binyamin. I'm going to sit separately with Binyamin. It will be a mice of a similar bond. I'm separate to Binyamin. I have Binyamin. Yehuda does not have Binyamin. But it's not enough. We're still sitting in one room. Go all back to your father. I'm staying alone with Binyamin. I need to stay with Binyamin alone. I have to have the Malchus. And Malchus come only with the Beis HaMikdash. I need to have Binyamin by me. And Yehuda says, no. In this case, we all stay here. Yosef doesn't let. You all go back. Only Binyamin stays here. That's the Melchom of Malchus Beis Ephraim and Malchus Beis David. So Yehuda says, no. Vayigash Shele Yehuda. All go back. I'm staying here. I'm going to take Binyamin. And this is the machlokes for Yehuda Binyamin. Kina amloch no yadu avu yachdo. Hey, Moro, the Shvotim, Melochem is dying, Zayn Zayn. It's a Malchus Beis Dovid, a Malchus Beis Ephraim, which is a Schlägerei here. It's not Stam Psamaisa. Therefore, we on the side, we don't mix in. And that's what Yosef had the koich here. Vayiten Yosef Masseis, Chomesh Yodesh Beyav Binyamin. He knew that Binyamin is a Shpezich de Leshchino. Binyamin is the Mokim HaMikdash, and he is the Chanukas HaMizbeach for the Tkufas HaYevonim, which we needed Binyamin's Mizbeach in his path. And therefore Yosef, with his matonos for Binyamin Chomesh Yodos, gave a koyach for Binyamin that he should have a Chanukas HaMizbeach in Me'ah Chanukah. As the Chamsoyev said, that Yosef HaTzadik was Masig, that he sought for Chanukah. Nobody else, Yehuda didn't be Masig. This path Yosef gave for Binyamin, Yehuda couldn't supply for Binyamin this part. Maybe this is the kavonos oymek divrei kosher of the Sheslevi that Yosef gave over for Binyamin a part chomesh yodos to be able to win this melchome against the Yevonim. I'm going to finish. Shalom shabbos helfen that we should be zoichem in these days of Chanukah. As I said, it's days that we need to be mechazek in Torah shebal peh, in emun in Torah shebal peh. Not everybody should say a dayer in each little thing which you say, kina amloch no yad over yachdov. You see, tamid rachom nizgarim ze beze, it doesn't have to do with you. You stay calm on the side. This is Chanukah. Chanukah is Yosef gave over for Binyamin. Yes, we have a koich over the goyim. Our only koich over the goyim is if between us, the sholo v'shal v'ach v'achdus. If between us, there's a melchome, we lost the whole case. We lost the battle. Torah Shebal Peh is given to us in a way that we should know Kina Amlochem No Yadu Avu Yachdov, and we stay on the side, and we should be able to become the Torah Shebal Peh, and we know that all the oyrus from Chanukah, always when we come out from a dark tkufa to a light tkufa, it's called oyr. Every time when after a darkness came a gewaltige Or, so the Rebbe to help, the days of Chanukah will be a gewaltige Or for Eure Shel Mashiach.
Amen.